7 o'clock.
Sure.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and you're with us on the Consciousness Shift. Happy New Year. It's 2013, and tonight our guest is our friend in Massachusetts, a witchling named Maggie, and Nicole Tomasini and Gwendolyn Berry are with you tonight. We're going to start the show off in the new age with the best new song to do it with. Just a minute, let me play it. Song. Apparently, it's a little difficult to hear out there. Can you hear me, Nick?
Yep, totally.
Yeah. Okay, guys. And Tricia, can you hear me now? I'm watching you in the chat type. Can you hear me out there in Radio Land? La 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 la. Nick,
you maybe not.
I wanted to open the show up today with some really, still no sound for Tricia. That's terrible. You can hear me, though, right, Nicole?
Yep, perfectly.
Could you turn up your, mute your button and on your phone and turn up the sound on your computer to see if you can hear through the show logged in.
Yeah, you're right. There's no sound on the show. That's weird.
Oh dear, it's very weird.
But wait, I think I have my sound turned off. Let me see.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Still nothing.
Oh Lord. We have a guest in the chat room. I'd like to ask the guest if they can hear, but if you and Tricia both can't hear, something's wrong.
Is it something on your end with the?
I'm looking.
Know, you got any kind of buttons?
I can't think of what it is. I'm looking, and it should be because you can hear me. We can all hear. Maggie can hear me, right? Maggie,
yeah.
Can you hear? Let me try Tricia and see if she can hear me again. So
can Can you start it over? Like maybe like recall into the show? I don't know. Does that have anything to do with the, what happens on the computer?
No, I've never had this problem before.
Right.
But I wish Tricia would. She's typing now, so I'm going to find out if she can finally hear me.
Oh, she's on the phone. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Tricia. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Yeah, now I can hear fine through the phone.
Okay, so I'm just going to advise folks to call in to listen. Geez, call in to listen this evening.
But it could be something weird with my computer. You never know.
Nicole is having the same problem.
Yeah.
And we just lost a guest, so I'm thinking that's the problem here. Well, we have 50 minutes left, and there is some exciting news. I don't know, Nick, do you remember about, I think it was 8 months ago, we spoke on the show about an exciting phenomenon that was going on in the heart of heaven with on the elliptic view, the way they have upgraded the Hubble telescope to be enabled to photograph plasma in deep space, photographed an extraordinary phenomenon that was occurring of plasma bubbles extending 100 light years in either direction from the black hole center of our galaxy, our Milky Way galaxy. Do you remember that information?
Vaguely.
Uh-huh. Well, it was exciting because we only had the ability to view it through the filter of a plasma, through the filter of plasma photography. And what has occurred, I got that information actually from Barbara Clow and a couple other people. It was over on Red Ice that I first heard about it. And it was a phenomenon that was published in the Mars Sun NASA, you know, What's Going On in the Universe This Week edition online. Does that make sense? Good. I'm glad it does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But here, it was a phenomenon of plasma. And what you would see when you would look at the photograph was this picture of the heart of the galaxy and this darkness that was in between a cluster of stars, which was the black hole, and the elliptic view of it captured was this like gossamer bubbling effect going one way and the other, either way, out of this flat elliptic, you know, one was going one way, one was going another way. And it happened to capture the whole 100 light year stretch in either way. Does it ring a bell yet, or am I
wow.
just...
Yeah, I remember. I'm starting to remember as you talk.
And well, guess what's happened?
What happened?
No. Both of the plasma bubbles have popped. They're both letting out, streaming out right now, blue particles from the black hole center of our galaxy. Blue particles are streaming out of either side of our black hole center of the galaxy. Guess which way they're headed?
Straight for us.
Uh-huh. And this has all been, you know, uncovered by the guys working the Hubble and the astronomers and whatnot. Guess when this phenomenon began?
On the 21st.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing news? Now, I got this information from Denise LaFay's website that is called Transitions, and she gathers some pretty interesting stuff up. but the bubbles from the Milky Way Galactic Center have finally burst, and I'm quoting her here, and I think this is important information, so I'm sharing it. And then we'll go into our time with Maggie. And Maggie, are you still there in listening and hanging on with us?
Yes.
Great. I thank you for your patience. They've burst, and there's a massive outflowing of energy. It's like the Great Mother's water has broken, and she's given birth anew. I like the way she put that. And I'm paraphrasing her, but this is her post. She's saying that since Christmas Eve, the day after the 3 days, expiration date, shift point, the 21st, the solstice, waiting for something big to manifest physically within the physical realm and dimension to reveal physically what already happened energetically during the 3 days expiration day shift, polar shift, at quantum levels and dimensions. And you have to remember that everything will manifest from the top first, and then it works its way down from to the physical dimension. And so this is notable stuff. It's the image caption on the picture is the newfound outflows of particles, pale blue, from the galactic center. The image is the whole of the Milky Way at the same scale. The curvature of the outflows is real, not a distortion caused by the imaging process. This is extraordinary. That a civilization that was considered primitive for most of known history to have calculated the precision of these galactic phenomenon here on this continent in Central America, and I'm talking about the Maya, to have calculated and prognosticated or predicted or whatever term you want to use, calculated is probably the best one, that there was going to be an extraordinary unfolding of energy from the center of our small universe, if you will, but our galaxy, out specifically into our direction as we're crossing into a brand new age or epoch, into Aquarius. That's pretty. I'm blown away, folks. I'm blown.
Yeah, wow.
That is so cool. This is like a feel me moment. You know, the feeling is one of wow. I mean, every once in a while, the preacher looks in the mirror and goes, "Are you just a big asshole or what? You know? Do you really believe all that crap you've been pounding?" And I think that goes for every one of us who extends ourselves into, you know, beyond the physical realm and saying with heart and soul and mind that, you know, this is not all there is. And then to have the physics of it backing you up. And that's the way I see this. So, anywho, your thoughts?
Wow. Well, it definitely explains a lot about, like, what's happening right now and how it feels, you know. Like, it just feels like, it does feel like going through some sort of birthing canal where every step is kind of, like, heavier, you know, in an energetic sort of way. I don't know. It's definitely been a very different feeling. So, and it's so weird because I was just watching a show like just an hour ago, and they were talking about plasma. And when he said the word plasma, I was like, huh, plasma, huh? I haven't heard that word in a long time, like in terms of like scientific plasma, not TV, you know? And now this is what you talk about. Amazing. It's really amazing. And those synchronicities have been popping up a lot. I don't know if you felt the mags or you, Gwen, or Trish, but, like, more synchronicities than ever.
Absolutely. No question in my mind. None whatsoever. Maggie, what about you? Do you know what synchronicity is, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. When two things come together.
Mm-hmm. Like when you think about something and it happens, or like something, you know, I think we spoke of those, yeah. Have you seen a lot of them lately with you? Or regular amount?
Like wishing for something and something comes true.
Mm-hmm.
That could be seen as synchronicity, yeah, Maggie. Have you had that phenomenon going on a little bit lately?
Yeah, I have. I wished to, like, travel the world, and I got my chance. I'm going to the Dominican Republic around April.
That's wonderful. It's a beautiful place to travel to.
Nice. Wow.
When you made your wish, you must have been feeling how good it would feel to go traveling.
Yeah, I did. I pictured the heat in the country, the warmth and the beaches. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. What? Why are you going? Is it a school trip or a personal trip? Or?
My friend invited me to go to visit her grandma's house in the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice.
An ancestral trip, you know, to your friend's ancestors. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. So, Maggie, have you done much thinking about or divination or any kind of work with your skills or tools as far as practicing witchcraft to look at what the new year is bringing or anything?
Not yet. I haven't had the chance to.
What has your intuition and instinct been telling you lately?
I think it's going to be a new year that brings many like new things into it, like new discoveries.
Oh, you think it's a discovery year? That's good.
Yes.
Wow. How have your dreams been? Have they been positive dreams or negative dreams or a mixture, or does anything stand out?
Well, most of my dreams have been my grandmother coming home. And, she was just coming home. Like, her car would be in the driveway, and that's how I knew she was home. And I keep on having that dream.
And
wow.
is your grandmother still with us, or has she crossed?
She's still with us.
Well, is she planning on coming to see you?
Yes, in like a couple of weeks.
Well, maybe you're just anticipating her. Does she talk to you, or do you see her at all?
I talk to her a lot.
No, I mean in the dream.
Once in a dream, I came into her and she was, like, taking a nap, and she told me to leave because she's taking a nap.
Wow, it's so interesting because, you know, even though your grandmother is coming, you know, coming to visit, and like you said, I know she's home, it sounds a whole lot like, you know, the goddess return, and that you're also going down to, your friend's grandmother. Like, it's all this grandmother sky, you know, vibration, it seems. It's really pretty interesting.
Well, and you could be actually astrally visiting your grandmother, and she could astrally be telling you, don't wake me up. I've seen that happen before.
No, I'm sleeping, sweetheart. I'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll talk when I get there.
Now, Maggie, do you know what I mean by astral presence?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're... Go ahead, hon.
What? When you leave your body in your dream, when you're sleeping, you leave your body and you visit a place, and your spirit's there, but your body's in a different place.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's really good. Now,
yeah.
Do you ever do that without being asleep?
When I do shaman journeys, I transport into the spirit realm, and I see all the spirit creatures.
Do you transform yourself? Do you have your own transformation? In other words, do you always, when you go on journey, are you always Maggie, or does Maggie transform into another version, like an animal or a warrior, or there's many things. Do you ever transform?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I transform into snakes or fairies.
Wow. Extraordinary. That's very cool. Snakes give us huge lessons about huge transmutation. I mean, they teach us how to penetrate and walk through the patina of death when you're using them as astral companions or guides. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always about learning something new, something you didn't know before, or at least that's just one of the standard things. What does being the snake teach you in your journeying? Do you care to share it?
Well, one time I went to a shaman drumming ritual, and my spiritual self, I appeared as my spiritual self, and I was in the skies, and the stars created these symbols up to the goddess symbol. So I think my spiritual self is telling me to stay in the path of the goddess.
Wow. That's really great. Do you journal your journeys and keep them fresh and use them as lessons in the future after you've experienced them?
Well, not really. I don't do journaling.
Okay.
But I do write stories.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's another way of translating your journeys, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. What are your...
So cool.
Go ahead, Maggie.
Well, I'm a very good writer.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are.
I had some book ideas, like one of them was in this like dystopian realm. It was weird. But my first book I ever wrote was about this girl who was an orphan, and she was the child of Artemis. And this is when I was getting into all the Greek mythology, and I thought it was weird how Artemis could never have a baby. So in my book, she had a baby, and she got transported into the human realm, but she was different from everyone else. And by the age of 18, she found her mother, and she became immortal with her mom.
Oh my, that's a wonderful story. What that sounds like a story about the heart's desire.
Yes.
So you're interested in the Hellenistic or the mythology of the Greek and Romans, those stories of the stars in the sky that are also our gods and goddesses.
Yes, I'm fascinated in that.
Nice.
I feel the same way. Those stories have always spoken to me. And when I was, I think, 11, we were studying Greek and Roman mythology, and then my parents took me to Greece, and it was like just seeing all the things that I had seen in school, and you know, when certain stories talk to you, like they just talk to you, you get them, they stick with your head, you know, that's telling you something. It's a part of you.
The hero's journey.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of the stories is a hero's journey.
Yeah,
all the lessons of who we should be and how we should live our lives are wrapped up in those stories.
Mm-hmm. And I also like how the different personalities play themselves out. Like, you know, if you have a Zeus-type personality, well, when things happen, you know, you have this kind of a reaction, whereas Poseidon would have a different as Athena or Aphrodite, whatever. And I think it's really a great way of understanding, like, human nature, like different ways that people can perceive things and you know, react to, like, what's happening around them.
Well, they were created as the stage plays of morality for the socially. It was, you know, the movies of the day, if you will. But it was also the story of the night sky and our calendar of age. And you know what's really interesting about all of this, and interesting for Maggie too, because she writes these stories. We are on the edge of a brand new age, a whole brand new epoch, not just one age, but going through the whole zodiac again. So things are going to really change. Our gods and goddesses are ourselves. That's the challenge right now. And so our own personal myths, our own personal journeys are really, we have a lot more responsibility because we're aware of it.
Mhm. Mhm. I have a question, Maggie. When you think of Aquarius, what do you think of, like, sign of Aquarius?
Well, it is an air symbol, and I find air symbols very wise and balanced. So I think it's a time of wisdom, and I also find them to be very curious and looking for the truth, and the truth in science and such.
Wow, that makes so much sense.
Do you have a feel for the connection between what the ancient Egyptians would term sacred science, the physics that we're unraveling with the M-string right now, or the theory of everything, if you will, and our spiritual nature, our actual existence?
Can you ask me that again? I didn't understand the question.
I don't know if I understood the question either. It sounded really cool.
Okay, the ancient Egyptians, to them, you just spoke about it would be a time of science and understanding things on a physical level is what I got from what you said, right, Maggie?
Yeah.
Okay, well, right now, some pretty smart folks not too far from you over there in Cambridge, outside of Boston or next to Boston, are working on, and so they are in Switzerland and many places, but theoretical physicists are thinking about the quantum nature of our reality, which no longer is about, you know, the physical world. It's about the complete wholeness of where we come from, and it's called string theory, M-string theory, or the theory of everything. It's a science that tells us essentially about our spiritual nature, is what I'm getting at. Does that make more sense?
Yeah. Does it, Meg? Does that make sense? Go ahead.
I look at everything like mind, body, and spirit. Like,
right.
They're all collective. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's correct. From my point of view, you're correct, Maggie. It is mind, body, spirit. That's what the theory of everything, or M-string theory physics, is attempting to explain in scientific language. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, so people will get healthy when their spirit is healthy and their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And so the ancients have told us for, you know, thousands of years. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Hey, Maggie, what are your goals for this year with your spiritual life? Do you have any goals?
Well, I think I should get love and in my spirit. But I think I should also build a wall of kind of like for people not to step over me and like kind of like walk over me. I'm trying to fix that.
Mm.
So like if someone like I think is like a really good close like friend and they just don't like instantly like insult me, I'm trying to get a wall to like protect me from that.
Mm. Wow. That's important. That's interesting that you, you know, if I had even thought about something like that at your age, I think I would have protected myself from a lot of just unnecessary, you know, feelings about stuff that people are doing. So that's really, I think that's really smart. And it takes practice just like anything else, you know, how to just stay in your own energy and everybody else, whatever they're doing and saying, well, that's up to them, you know. I mean, that's what I'm working on. I know that's what Gwen is, where we're all working on that same thing. So that's really cool.
So, you know, Maggie, ritual is the theater of the self. It's an art that in witchcraft, women and men use these rituals in order to speak to their own mind and to anchor an intention and change behavior so that they may better protect themselves or to act with a better personal psychology, if you will. There's all kinds of reasons, but one big one is protection. And there's many ways of doing that. I think that today, now, the way the world is, there's such an abundance of love and light out there that's what I'm always using these days to power me when I do any of this. Like Nick was saying, we all are working on these things. I use the white light of love that's so abundant and apparently is bursting bubbles in the universe right now.
Mm.
It's the strongest energy I know of. How about you, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's what I've been talking about a lot in the last couple of days is that I know the feeling that I want to have, you know, on a daily basis. And that feeling is a general sense of loving, isn't it? You know, loving, being comfortable in yourself, being comfortable in what you're doing, your surroundings, you know, that feeling when everything is just peachy keen, honky-dory. So when sometimes, you know, something happens or you start thinking certain thoughts and you start to not be in that feeling, yeah, it's been all about, okay, so I'm out here and I want to get back in there. So how do I, you know, just get myself back into that feeling of love? And it's true. It's so powerful. We all love that feeling of loving everything that's around and happening. So, yeah, I can't think of anything better than that.
My main or basic point with Maggie was that it's the most powerful energy that you can work with. Me, I'm really bad at getting into loving everything around me. I haven't quite made it there, but I know what you're saying. You have to feel things, and I don't mean that emotionally. I mean the feeling of it, when we can get into the feeling of it's an energy that we're carrying. And I think that goes, and that's what ritual is supposed to enable us to do, is to carry an energy in us. And I think it's a really good idea, Maggie, to protect yourself, because with everything that happens in the world, it's responsible of you to protect yourself, right?
Nicole, it's Diane. Maggie's still here. I'm her mom. I just want to introduce myself. Actually, Maggie is kind of feeling a little bit out of it right now. She's feeling a little dizzy. But I'd be happy to answer some questions for you, too, on Maggie's behalf. She just wants to just lie down for a minute. She's
cool.
The two of us have had a bit of a cold. But she wants
cool.
to say,
well, welcome. Oh, that's all right.
Good night.
Good night, Maggie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But I definitely have my cards out and stuff if you guys wanted a meeting or if you wanted to ask me any questions and stuff like that. I helped Maggie in all her training.
Yeah.
And I've been listening.
Wow.
It's really great. It's actually fantastic what you guys are talking about. The 21st made a huge difference, I think, personally, in the way that things have changed. You can actually feel the energy a little bit different, shifting.
Oh, yeah.
It's really quite interesting. And my dreams have been much more lucid recently and much clearer, you know, just in the past week, but I can tell that there's like a whole new opening up. Like a lot of things have closed the door in 2012. A lot of people that I know, a lot of people that I've worked with and stuff have shut projects down and started all brand new ones that have been coming up, like, you know, exciting new projects to start in 2013. And I've felt like nothing but really creative energy around this time.
Yeah. Very creative out.
Burst into your show like this, but
no, it's great. It's so great to have you on. You know, Diane's been one of my long, long time friends. We met in college and under, you know, really divine guidance. Buzzers went off in both of our rooms when the buzzer room was closed, and so we both ran out, freaked out, and then we started talking. So that wasn't divine intervention. I don't know what it is. So,
yeah, and I read tarot cards for about 16 years until I was pregnant with Maggie. And then I stopped, and then Maggie turned about 12, and she started to get interested in witchcraft and shamanism all on her own. And instead of doing it by herself, I introduced her to the people that I knew in the circles. so she could get some hands-on training and some guidance from me. Like I did, like I do a lot of witch circles with her, and then we do tarot card readings together, and we do. She goes to yoga classes, and she does guided meditation for the people at the yoga classes now. So she's
wow.
Nice.
And she's not very vocal when it comes to the radio show. I think she just gets into the yes and no's of it. But when it comes to actually practicing, she is an amazing practitioner when she mm-hmm. comes when it comes right down to doing the magic and exploring the magic. It's amazing what comes to her. Like she was talking about with the shamanic drumming that we went to recently,
mm-hmm.
her she came out of it, and it was just the most amazing story about how she was in a fire, and the fire all built up around her and then turned into snakes, which is a real healing. It's
yeah.
the representation of healing. And she flew up and she turned into fairy. And at the same time, in the shaman circle, she held my hand, and I could see all these fairies dancing around her. It was quite an amazing visual. It was really beautiful, and she has this amazing energy. She attracts so much light and love to her, like on her just everyday voyage. She meets the right people, the right places. Like she's definitely, she can wishcraft, which makes me a little leery because she gets almost everything she wants by the way that she just emanates this energy into the universe with such innocence and such love that it just comes back to her in tenfold abundance, and she has
wow.
everything. And, you know, some of the yeah. new things that just happened to her recently is that she's just so full of love, and she just got a new boyfriend in her life, which is really exciting. And she gets to share this new energy with people and stuff. So she's
mm-hmm.
quite an amazing little girl, and I'm in awe of her all the time. But a lot of it is through the teaching and guidance that we do together, and we practice together, which is great.
Wow.
It's Diane, you're describing some really wonderful neo shamanism there, anchor of it. You know, it's you walk your talk, live your way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is exactly what we do. I mean, we do go to church, and we're a Catholic, and we practice Catholicism, but in the same way we live with appreciation and guidance of every piece of the universe and what it has to offer us. So, we open ourselves up to the wonderful energies of astrology and anything else that's come out there that brings us light, love, and power and abundance, really, because it's there for you, and when you share it, you just get it back to you tenfold. And we always work for the good of the cause, and, we understand the laws that are behind it,
mm-hmm.
Just went to a signing mm-hmm. up in Salem. I know that there's some witches that follow this show, and we met Lori Cabot. You know Lori, Gwen? Have you heard of her?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we just met her, and we got some of her books signed for Maggie as a Christmas gift. So she has some books to tackle, The Witch in Every Woman and The Power of the Witch and Celebration of the Earth, which has been great. And she has
some of the Celebration in the Earth. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a really great person. And the person who bought the store from her, Lorelei, is a huge fan of Maggie's. She invites her up there all the time, and she does readings for her. And she did a reading for Maggie once, and she did a witch's circle. And that's going to be on a reality TV show, actually, coming up on the, I think it's the Learning Channel in the spring. So Maggie will be on, for Young Witches, she'll be up there on the
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's quite an adventure, but she always seems to be in the right place at the right time, and it reminds me of my own journey through this. When I was younger, I always met the right people at the right time, like meeting Nicole. It was like meeting the right person at the right time, because from meeting Nicole, I experienced so much out of life, just so many, you know, traveling to different places I would normally never have got to on my own, and was able to meet different types of people and experience different kinds of things. So I think, like, the universe definitely brings you the right people that you're supposed to know.
I would agree. It's that old karmic wheel that can be fun. We have
difficulties
with one another.
Yeah. But if you want, I could give you a reading on 2013 for you.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Sure, a general what's coming up would be really great, just so that we can share. I really love what Maggie had to say at the beginning about 2013. I think she's hit the nail on the head. It would be great to get a reading from it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, hold on one second. I was just looking for my cards because she had all her cards out. She has a great little collection going. She went upstairs. But Gwen, she did want to thank you again for your oils, too. She did get them, and she loves them. It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm so happy. That's great.
Let me see on 2013, just in general.
Yeah, for planet Earth, I would focus on Gaia, the planet, you know, the goddess planet, and see where it goes there, from there. Would that be good?
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm using a finesse deck, if anyone's familiar with that.
What is that?
It's actually it's a tarot deck, and it's a very calming, very water sign, lots of flowers, and you know, just a regular deck. It's the type of deck. It's called Fenestra, Fenestra.
Oh wow, that means window in Italian, Fenestra.
Well, the first card that I get is the Three of Swords. It's where the planet is now. And it's actually like at a painful point of making a decision. But what covers it is the Magician. And so it's like all the magic is available for the Earth to do any sort of healing. But it's the healing of the mind that has to take place right now. I think there's a lot of disturbance as far as the mind goes. And what we're moving away from is the greed. Is there's a lot of greed that is coming from past that's moving in the consciousness into an open space where it's going to actually find balance, which is great. It's moving to a sense of balance and a sense of peace. And I get a lot of Earth cards. The Pentacles are Earth cards. So I have the Four of Pentacles. The Ten of Pentacles, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Two of Pentacles. So basically, it starts out on the thing. It's the Three of Swords, which is kind of like where the planet is at the current space, where it is now. And I think there's like a lot of fear. That's what I'm sensing now, like a cloud of fear that's been pierced. Like there was fear in the essence or some kind of nature around the planet. But something magical happened right over it that waved. I can see it waving the fear right out the door and bringing in lots of energy from all of the elements, the earth, the water, the moon, the sun, all of the elements have kind of become aligned to get rid of what was in the fear. It's sitting on something that, right now, I think the people of the planet are looking at what our loss is right now, but they're not looking ahead towards what's full in their cup. And there is a lot that's full in the cup. There's a lot of happiness. There's going to be a lot of building, a lot of new establishments, new things coming up. I can see this, too, mostly, and I'm getting the Mexico region, a lot of area, like in South America, getting new energy coming around that time. And like I said, you're pulling out of a situation where the focus was completely greed. It was just greed-focused and not being able to control. Like, there was a lot of fire and passion and greed coming out of what was in the last 100 years. And what's coming in is justice, which is our future card, which represents balance, things coming back together, something coming back into some more, it reminds me like the golden age almost, like where things are like a lot more balanced. The clothes will be a lot more creative, they'll be a lot more colorful. People have a sense where they have to go and explore, but without using technology so much. There's like a themselves from being so tech savvy, which is opposite of where we were going in the forefront. They'll get into the physical, which is where kind of we want to be at this moment. We want to get back into being grounded. I also see the Knight of Swords coming up in the future, which this is just kind of an energy of the age of Aquarius. This is what you've talked about before, Glenn. Which is the Knight of Swords, which is some kind of passionate Aquarian energy coming in, blustering in like a young prince on his horse, ready to take everything away. And now what we're coming up on, and just in the future, what's coming up is stability. You have the Ten of Pentacles, which is bringing the earth into everything where it's supposed to be. It's a very grounded kind of thing. The Empress, which is just abundance, full of life. And then we have the Seven of Pentacles, which is hard work and labor. And people are going to be able to work and do the things that we want. And then the final card is the Two of Pentacles, which is the Earth finding some sort of balance and harmony that it hasn't found in a long time. And it's going to be able to really work with all of the elements and the people and on the planet and stuff like that. I could see them communing together and much, like, just much better harmony. It's the only word I can really explain it. And the earth and it has a big water wave behind it, kind of pushing the two pentacles around in a figure eight. And it's just really beautiful, and it's kind of just balancing everything exactly where you want it to be. So I think in 2013, I think what I can see for funds is that people could let go of a lot of fear that they have, especially fear-based around monetary situations. A lot of justice will be coming through. A lot of rebuilding will be coming through. And that's kind of what I'm seeing as far as, you know, transition.
You are describing a shift of consciousness on the planet. You know that?
That's what it feels like, Gwen.
This is the goal, and you're actually seeing that there's enough intention, or else the cards would not come up. You know, as the intention, you're hitting on the intentions out there. And that's great news. It's not without its challenges of fear, but it patriarchy. But it's wonderful. That's really good stuff.
The Magician being in the center and having the full, it has all the elements ready for us to use just at our disposal. That's what I have to look at, too. Like, when you wake up every single day, you kind of have to take your day and ask God, the Spirit, your higher energy, what do you want me to do with this day? Where do you need me to be at your best service? You know, and when you start to do that every single day, you're going to build better energy for yourself and your community and people around you. You know, if you start your intentions and your day off better. And I surround myself with people who do the same thing, you know. And
that's a very important point. I think that it's true that 2013 is going to be a year of community building. I think that's absolutely on the mark. And I really do think that the truth is we attract, as my mother used to say, birds of a feather, you know?
Right.
Mm.
Exactly.
Diane, we are coming to the last few minutes of the show, so I would like to ask one question.
Sure.
And I want it to be a reasonable question. And it has to do with this is just 2013. Will 2013, as far as the elemental expressions and the voice of the mother, the planet, be kinder than 2012 was, or are we going to need to shift further on that physical plane?
Well, good question.
Well, I thought that an animal card would be really good for that. And it says, you know, it's the manatee, and it's accept the situation as it is rather than fighting to change it. And I think what you really need to do is to accept the gentleness and the lovingness and the childlikeness and the nonviolence and the calm and the fearlessness and innocence. This is all the things that it represents. Acceptance and surrender. Our key is to accept that rather than to fight it. So when people present to you a loving and childlike way or a way where they want to explore a new adventure, that it's our duty to lay down the sword and say, you know what, this is a new and refreshing way to look at something, and I really need to surrender and make the changes that need to be made. This change that's going to happen in 2013, I am certain that it's going to happen. It's not going to happen by force. It's going to happen by nature. And that's one of the differences.
Mm.
That's profound. Yeah. That's good. I think you're reasonably right on the money there. Or should we say right on the healing, not the money.
There you go, nice. Awesome.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for that. That was a wonderful distilling. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I could help out. I'm sorry
that
you couldn't make it the whole show.
Oh, that's all right. You know.
She does a wonderful job every time. She's done a wonderful job every time.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, you have to learn that how it is to just speak to a voice. You know, it's a very interesting thing that. So it'll be interesting to see how this, you know, hopefully helps her later on in life. You know, with some other situation, by only being able to hear people's voices and communicate that way, you know, that's a different thing. I know it took me a minute, Gwen, right?
Well, she's definitely an Aquarian child, you know. She's one of the new spirits that are out there. She sees life differently than everybody else. It's quite amazing.
We enjoy having her on, and I hope she will come back and be with us again.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will.
Both of you, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well, I enjoyed being on your show tremendously. It was great. Thank you, Gwen. Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. We'll meet again.
And that's really the end of the show. We've got about 30 seconds here. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you.
Diane, Maggie, thank you so much for being with us. Great reading. I'll repost the show so folks can listen in. I think it was pretty on target. for 2013. At least let's put that energy out there. Let's hold the standard.
Absolutely.
We will be with you again next Thursday. And, hey, this is the end of the show. Nick, thank you. Diane, thank you. Trisha, thank you for being with us.
Yes, glad to be here.
There you go. Thanks, Fred.
We've done. Good night, ladies. Have a great weekend.
Good night.